Many governments are infusing their economies with cash in an attempt to get back on the path of economic growth. But one city is taking a different approach toward the post-pandemic recovery. That's today on The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
The city of Amsterdam has released a recovery plan that does not prioritize future economic growth. Instead, it's trying out an untested economic model that aims to meet the needs of both people and the planet. The world's Anna Kussmer has a story.
In pre-corona times, Amsterdam was one of the most visited places in Europe. At this time last year, the city and surrounding towns were swarmed with more than a million tourists, there to see the legendary Dutch tulips in bloom. Now, the gardens are empty. Amsterdam officials say the pandemic could shrink the economy as much as 8% and push unemployment as high as 9%. So the city has come up with a recovery plan.
What we are looking at is how we can become a healthy and a resilient city again.
Marika van Doorning is deputy mayor of Amsterdam.
We're going to look at how we're going to make sure that people actually do have a job again.
Van Doorning's office released its plan on how to do that in early April. But it looks a little different than you might expect from a post-pandemic recovery plan. It doesn't have goals for economic growth or GDP. Instead, it has goals for making life in Amsterdam better for people and the planet. Van Doorning says the pandemic has encouraged a change in priorities.
It gives us the opportunity to put those other values like social interaction, health, solidarity much more in forefront of how we're going to recover.
The city's recovery plan focuses on ensuring affordable housing and jobs, revamping recycling programs, and cutting food waste. With this plan, Amsterdam is the first city to embrace an economic framework called Donut Economics, created by British economist Kate Raworth in 2012.
The donut is a compass for human prosperity in the 21st century.
The donut is a visual aid for Raworth's economic theory. The hole in the middle of the donut represents the social stuff we don't have enough of, like safe housing, adequate food, and fresh water. Outside the donut is the environmental stuff we have too much of, like pollution and carbon in the atmosphere. The doughy ring is where we want to be, says Raworth. Enough of the good stuff, not too much of the bad.
So the aim of the donut is to meet the needs of all people within the means of the living planet. And the donut is the starting point. Then donut economics ask, what kind of economic thinking gives us even half a chance of getting there?
A key part of that economic thinking, Raworth says, is no longer using GDP as a proxy for a society's success.
And it's very, very different from the economic thinking of the 20th century, which predominantly pursued endless GDP growth. We need to move from endless growth to thriving imbalance.
Raworth's donut framework has never been put to the test before. Free market economists say the ambitious programs needed to meet social needs and protect the environment are impossible without massive economic growth. But Raworth says we should be agnostic about growth and focus instead on developing programs that meet social needs with the lightest possible environmental footprint. Like affordable housing. In Amsterdam, about a fifth of tenants can't afford rent, says Van Doorning.
Many people are extremely worried about whether they have a possibility to actually rent or buy a house in the city because the prices are so extremely high.
The city has to figure out a way to build more housing stock without overshooting its pollution targets. That means using recyclable materials as much as possible and accounting for carbon emitted in the production of those materials, even when they're made far away from the city. Amsterdam is the first government to embrace donut economics, but Edward Mueller at the University for International Cooperation in Costa Rica has been working with Raworth's ideas for years.
I have it a lot easier than Amsterdam because I have a whole country to work with.
In this economy, more reliant on agriculture, Mueller's focus isn't on housing, but on helping herders and farmers move toward more environmentally friendly practices.
I have to reduce the amount of fertilizers in the case of Costa Rica. We have to cut down CO2 emissions. We have to reverse degradation of ecosystems.
Amsterdam's programs aiming at transforming the city by 2050 will roll out in the next 5 years. It won't be easy, says Rayworth. But the disruption of the pandemic is providing a window of opportunity for big new ideas like hers.
That's like a moonshot of John F. Kennedy saying we're going to put a man on the moon and we don't know what materials and we don't know how to get there. It's that scale of ambition.
Rayworth says finding solutions starts with thinking differently about old problems. For The World, I'm Anna Kussmer.